Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, April the 5th. It's National Read a Roadmap Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. You know, their guy Kurt is really good at explaining the features of maps. Yeah, he's been compared to a legend. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, not a bad Tuesday at all. Looks like we're going to be rain-free until tomorrow anyway. Currently 4 degrees, feeling just a little bit cooler than that. Working our way up to a high of 7 under a mix of sun and cloud. And on Read a Map Day, today's random shout-out is to maps. You know, the other day I got an email telling me how to read maps backwards. Turns out it was just spam.
Oh, gosh.
I think our writing team is recycling this one as well.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed the last meeting.
Yeah,
right. Well, the weather may be rain-free tomorrow, but we might have 100% rain from a text I just got. You know, adventure calls on National Read a Roadmap Day. Technological advancements have made life a lot easier to navigate. If you want to visit a place that you've never been to before, or you don't know exactly how to get to that spot in the city, just pull up your GPS on your smartphone and you're good to go. However, in the olden days, people had to use a paper road maps to help themselves in understanding their route. Oof. In university, I had a summer job adding terrain features to maps. It was actually one of the cooler jobs that I had, I was only adding the terrain features. That was it. When it came to establishing a boundary, that's where I drew the line. And speaking of getting fired without cause, my buddy Bob just got fired from his job at Google Maps. They said he was borderline incompetent. I wonder if it had anything to do with the fact that he was terrible at drawing the boundaries between countries.
Nice job of working that in there, sir.
Let's listen in on Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Maps, countries, Kokomo has a lot of places listed in it.
It does, but I'm not going with that today. I'm going with a song that is kind of like the alternative to the olden days, even where we had to read. Remember those days when you actually had to read something on paper?
Wow. Like email.
That's a long time ago. Like, I remember driving to New York off the strength of MapQuest.
Oh, and yeah.
Of course, there's the old Follow Me, right? Follow Behind Me.
Yeah.
So that's what this song is called, Follow Me. Because, you know, sometimes what we also used to do is just follow the car in front of us to get where we were going. And hope that you get where you're going. I remember I drove to New York way back in the 90s with my friend. And we were following behind some guys who were driving really, really quickly. And at one point, I don't know how I lost them. And we got back together. But I would tell you this. We left Mississauga at about 1:30, and we were in New York parked and getting ready to go out by 7 o'clock that evening.
Whoa.
So we got there pretty, yeah. So the follow me in that, so we got to New York in like 5.5 hours, 6 hours. It was insane. Look at Mark, it was pretty fast. So some people you don't want to follow them, some people you do. But the song Follow Me by Alias, one of my favorite songs. Again, the songs always get me in the beginning. I'm hoping to see the day when my people can all relate. We must stop fighting to achieve the peace that was torn in our country. We shall all be free. So that is Follow Me, song by Alias. Don't follow the guys that I follow to go to New York, or you might get stopped by the police and be charged before you even get to New York. So that's the song today, Follow Me by Alias.
Okay, got it in the playlist. Oh, interesting. The song is already in a playlist. So somebody else might be recycling their songs. Hey, it's time to slide in Adventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices, specials this week on GPS systems, and memberships to the program called What Three Words. That's a really cool one, too. Anyway, apparently GPS systems are much better than using Apple Maps. Here's why. A guy using Apple Maps walks into a bar, or a pharmacy, or a shoe store, or a lake. What do you got, Venturo, for us today?
You know what? I think reading maps is probably a lost art. Like, a lot of people don't even know where to find a map, much less how to read a map, right? I remember the first time I visited New York City, I was asked to go. I think I was in the Bronx, and I was going to somewhere in Manhattan. And I got the map. You know that map that shows you the different lines that you should jump on, right? Little did I know that things can happen, and the line that you're supposed to take might shift to another line. So, of course, I jumped on the wrong train, and I got lost. What saved me was I had my map, so I just came off the next stop, and I was able to navigate to where I was going, which was awesome, right? So, Tuesday's Tech, of course, we're sharing some of those apps that people are using to totally avoid reading maps. Nobody wants to read maps anymore, JD. Map reading is over, right? So, one of the things that people are doing is, of course, if you're going somewhere and you don't know where the hell you're going, you just simply just put it into your map app, right? So whether you're using Google Map or Waze or MapQuest or Map.me, or you're using the Apple Maps, any one of those can take you to your destination without issues. The only thing is sometimes you get sent on the longest routes, right? Which is the worst thing. And sometimes you get sent into a lake. So whatever you do, make sure that you're looking carefully at the navigation instructions. And 95 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100, you're going to be fine with following your directions. So if you're like me and you like using those maps, those apps, go and have a great time. And I'll wrap up by saying this. If you ever visit the beautiful island of Jamaica and you get lost, never stop to ask anybody how to get someplace. Because trust me, when they give you that direction, you will be even more lost. You won't get any north, east, south, west. You'll get past that big tree, not that one. You'll go to a next tree. And when you get to that tree, don't stop at that tree, but continue 2 trees down the road. And trust me, you won't get to your destination. You're going to be lost.
Well, that's like, that beats head north or head south, because usually at some point you run into water.
Yeah.
But trust me, if you want to have a good laugh today, just go on YouTube and try to find a Jamaican giving directions to get to somewhere. It's going to be hilarious. That's it for me, guys.
Or if somebody says, hey, just go turn right and go down 2 lights. And I'm always in trouble. I never know whether I'm supposed to count the first light.
Yeah.
Hey, it is Tuesday. Time for Tuesday's trivia.
Yeah, trivia and roadmaps go hand in hand. I mean, think about it. At least 10% of the husbands out there have said to their wives while the wife is reading the map for them, I wanted Route 66, not your Route 666. 20% for their partner. Flip that map around. You're holding it wrong. We're lost thanks to your latitude. Guaranteed. 60% stop and ask for directions, only to have the retort, well, that's what the map's for. And 5% have asked, husbands have asked wives, why the rest stop is 1 mile long. Anyway, I'm still missing my flip map from AAA.
Oh yeah, the
triptychs.
Triptychs. That's right.
Those are classic.
Is it in the glove compartment next to the pearlies?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's about all the trivia I can have without getting myself in deep trouble with.
You're into it already. Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us today. Hey, you know, Rain and I are inspired to travel again, so I got a world map for our wall to put pins into all the places that we've traveled to and all the ones we want to go to. But first, we have to go to the top 2 corners of the map so it won't fall down.
Hang on, I got one more thing. Speaking of parent emails, did you receive an email about an online course on map reading and navigation? Did you get that one?
I hope it's a paper-based course.
They said it was good. You'd be able to read map backwards, but they soon realized it was spam.
Let's book in the program today. Okay, so we've officially recycled that one then.
Yeah, twice in the same show, though.
National Recycle Day.
Oh, that's a good joke.
That is a first, yeah.
It's all in the delivery. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. Hey, we are wise guys and girls. Like, be smarter. Happy New Year yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.